Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 20, 2021, and we're doing our every other month shamanic breathwork event. I've got another awesome mix for you guys, and I'm going to have a great time streaming it for you. So what I'm going to do as we open here is give you the basic things you need to know. Hopefully you've already read these instructions in writing, but there are some people who will jump right into the recording, and I want them to understand what's going on in case they haven't read the PDF first, which they should have, but who knows. So here is the critical things you need to know to do this event. It is intense and can be very potent and rather challenging at times. So I just want to make sure you all know what you're getting into and are doing it as safely as possible. So obviously we're starting here together on Zoom, and I'm going to verbally cover, as I said, the most critical info. There's a 60-minute music mix. You're going to breathe through it in the manner I'll describe. If you have issues as we're going, text me at 828-338-9852 during the music if you need support on the live call. Again, that's 828-338-9852. That number is in the instructions that I emailed you about. After the music ends, we'll reconvene on Zoom to integrate and complete the process. The shamanic breathwork process reconnects you with your own inner healer. Old wounds, dysfunctional patterns can be released and transformed. You can regain lost soul parts. Remember the magic of who you truly are. This empowerment brings wholeness and healing for you and others. I am certified as a shamanic breathwork facilitator by the Venus Rising Association for Transformation. I was trained directly by its founder, Linda Starwolf. Each session is self-guided and unique. Usually you want to breathe with your eyes closed. You can use an eye mask or other light blocker if you want to. So the music is going to start at the root chakra, and each song moves up through a different chakra in this mix. So we'll start at root, then second, third, and we'll end up at the crown. The music will start rhythmically and intensely to break through energetic blockages and facilitate cathartic release, then get more etheric and celestial toward the end. The music is designed for healing. You may or may not enjoy all the songs, but that's not the point. The songs are here to do some work for you. Your experience may range from intensely challenging to exquisitely blissful or anything in between. Deep, steady breathing will get you through any challenges. You will be able to handle anything that comes up, and your inner wisdom will only bring up experiences that you're ready for. Let me go ahead and do a sound check. If you're hearing me strong and clear, would you please type yes in the chat or no if you're not? Thank you, Deanna. That was fast. So I'll assume that if one person said yes, then yeah, there's another yes. Thanks. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't talking into the void. So old patterns of dysfunction may be brought to the surface. Addictions are sometimes healed. Feelings such as grief, fear, rage, and anxiety are frequently released. Your shamanic journey may include this physical reality, the inner worlds, shamanic allies such as power animals, divine beings, cosmic bliss, etc. During the journey, you can lay, sit, stand, or dance. The default is laying down unless you're called to go to another position. You can scream, shout, laugh, cry, or remain silent. Do whatever facilitates your healing process as long as you stay safe. Breathing instruction, we're going to be deep and rhythmic. This special breath fills the lower belly, and there's no pause between the exhalation and the inhalation while you're doing the special breath. You can do any nose-mouth combination you want, in or out. I like to go mouth because you get more air. And again, this is not hyperventilation, it's super oxygenation. So we're not doing we're going deep into the belly each time. This releases blocked energies and facilitates an easy transition into altered states and shamanic journeys. Breathe until you are surprised. Now, this part's important. Listen carefully. Once you're in the journey, don't worry about this special breath. The breath is designed to get you into the altered state. Once you're there, don't worry about any particular breathing at all. Just have your journey. If you return to normal consciousness, begin the breath work again to start your next journey. And you can take as many journeys as time allows during the mix. The breath is like an accelerator pedal. If you breathe faster, it's more intense. If you slow down the breath, it'll be less intense. If you need to go to the bathroom, keep the music going and go and come back, and you can pick up your journey where you left off. And optionally, after we complete this call, you can take 10 or 15 minutes to draw a mandala, just the essence visually of what you got. And it's interesting over time to catch these as you do more breath works and see what kind of imagery comes up. This isn't about being a great artist, it's about capturing the essence of the experience if you want to. You can also integrate the journey in some other way if you want. Again, we won't do that together after we close the Zoom call or after the recording ends. That would be the time to do that visual capture if you wish. Now, I am going to stream the music on Zoom call, but I have recommended that you download the music in advance. Streaming risks the music stream losing fidelity or being interrupted. So if you haven't already downloaded, jump on right now if you can and get it. If not, we will stream. What I'm doing differently, in the past, I have streamed it through the native music players on Windows. This time, I'm streaming from my multi-track software, and I'm hoping that what will not happen this time, and has happened on live streaming the last couple of times, is a time or two the music just stopped for no apparent reason at all, and I had to get up and restart it, and that obviously interrupts the experience. So I'm hoping that the Audacity player will play it all the way through without a gap. So cross your fingers. But again, if you're playing it from your own system, that'll be a moot point. The live streaming is only for anyone who didn't download or for some reason needs to be having the music come through Zoom instead of having it downloaded to their local system. Okay. Obviously, a great stereo system with a subwoofer would be great. The music should be as loud as possible without hurting your ears. If the experience feels too intense, first slow down your breathing. If it still feels too intense, reduce the volume of the music. External speakers with a subwoofer or a strong bass is great because it literally vibrates the body and facilitates the journey, but you can still have a great journey with headphones. Food, I asked you to eat lightly beforehand. Optimally finish eating at least a couple hours before we start. I recommend no psychoactive substances. You're going to get plenty altered from what we're doing. As we share afterward, that is confidential, even though we'll be, you know, in the membership. Only members are supposed to hear that. Please don't share anyone else's experience to anyone else. I do ask you to commit to stay for the entire breath work, including the integration afterward, at least the first time. If you're doing it live, please do that. If you're on the recording, if this is your first time through this recording of this breath work, stay all the way through. After that, if you want to just go back and play the music part, that's fine. This is powerful healing and awakening work that can deeply affect your psyche. It's important for your well-being that you breathe through the entire mix and participate in the integration afterward. Now, this is important here. The temptation to exit the process can be powerful when you're doing strong shadow work. If you're feeling challenged and uncomfortable or feeling intense emotional pain, that's when it's most important to stay with the work. If you exit the process partway through, incompletely processed wounds or traumas could cause you ongoing challenge. Remaining in this sacred container until we're officially complete will help you work any challenges through to resolution. If you have a sitter with you, that person's job is as you assign them. At the very least, they hold space. If you've given them permission to intervene during your process, that's allowed. It's up to you and the sitter how they interact with you. Lighting, you know, dim light's good, but just make sure you have enough light to get to and from the bathroom safely. You may be more altered than you realize. If you're with a sitter, have that sitter walk you to the bathroom and back. I recommend being on a pallet on the floor rather than a bed. You can fall off beds and hurt yourself. It's hard to fall off a pallet and get any injury because that pallet is just inches off the floor. So you can roll around on a pallet. So those are better for laying on during the work. You have something to cover yourself with, have clothing you can take on or off in layers. You may get hot or cold. Nice to have very close by water in a closed container, a notepad and pen or pencil, optionally an eye mask, stuffed animal, pillow, something you can beat with your fists if you want to, etc. So all that should be in place. Then the last bit is the participant release form. And in a nutshell, here's the critical things here. Because this process can bring up intense emotions and strong physical experiences, you've been advised that it is not recommended if you have certain types of cardiovascular problems, epilepsy, recent surgery, pregnancy, or psychosomatic mental health, other physical limitations, or emotional problems. By doing this, you are tacitly assenting that if you come to harm by doing this, it is not my liability, and you're solely responsible for what happens here. So that's what that all those words basically boil down to. And by participating, you're assumed to have read the legal agreement, which I will not read verbatim here. It's just too much. I've given you the essence. You want to be laying down or whatever position you're going to be in to start. The music will last an hour. And again, we'll reconvene at the end of the hour to give feedback and ask questions and stuff. So here's how the breath works. I'm going to demonstrate it. Now I'm going to invite you to practice breathe with me for a moment. And I'll just show you for a moment first. It's like this. So the idea is to breathe deep into the belly, fill it up, and then go exhale right back out. And there's no pause. As soon as you fully inhaled, you exhale. As soon as you fully exhaled, you inhale. You continue this until you're in the journey, until the process is happening. Then you don't worry about the special breath. You pick it up again if the original journey finishes and it's time to go back in. So let's practice that together for like 30 seconds. So I'll go ahead and breathe with me now, starting now. Okay, that should be enough to get the sense of it. So I don't know about you, but just doing that has already got me pretty strongly altered. Remember, you only hold the breath until you're in the journey, then don't worry about the breath. Resume the breath again if the journey ends and you want to start another journey. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Alrighty. So I invite you to come fully back into physical reality if you're not already here. The Beatles didn't bring you back. And let's open up for any feedback, questions, comments. Anyone can now unmute themselves if they wish or type in the chat window. And I'm also going to stop the screen sharing here and set that back. All right. So the floor is open for anyone who has a question or comment or anything at all. Deanna, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. This was an interesting experience, as per usual for me. Okay. the downloaded version, which I had downloaded it twice, and the downloaded version didn't work at all.
Oh.
And so it just wouldn't play. And I got it to play before we sat down to get started. I couldn't do it. Even when we stopped and restarted, it still didn't work. So I just went on the computer.
Okay.
So it wasn't very loud for me. But I felt like I instantly started journeying. And then I don't know, I just kind of did yoga for an hour, and I could tell something was moving because I was making up yoga positions, and I had waves of heat and coolness running through me, and my brain was replaying. It's been kind of a heavy, probably 4 or 5, actually 6 weeks now. And so my brain was replaying some of that. And so I'm hoping that that was clearing.
Okay.
And now I'm just cold. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. During the last, not the Beatles, but the last song, I am assuming that was the highest chakra one. I ended up just laying there, and I had my hands clasped above my head. And when I opened them and just laid palms up, just laying, you know, above my head, it felt like a tuning fork vibrating through my whole body, coming in through my fingertips and all the way down through my body.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, something's happening. I don't know what this is, but this is really interesting. And then, I don't know, that, so no great imagery, but you know, I could feel sensations happening, and doing different stretches, I knew I was doing something. So
well done. Yeah. I'm glad you followed your inspiration to do yoga type moves. That's great.
Yeah. It's not my typical thing on a normal day, but it's what I did today.
Yeah,
so it works.
Normal here. We just do what we do in the moment.
Right. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for that great feedback. Anjali has typed, well, I was completely knocked out and brought back, just start a Beatles song. Love how each of these breathwork sessions are so different. Cool. Well, I'm glad you had a strong experience, Anjali. Anyone else have feedback or comments or questions or anything? I'm just feeling that afterglow is a really lovely energy in my head. Okay, last call for questions or comments.
I just have a little bit of a funny for you.
Okay, please.
So when we got done, you know, I had been feeling this tuning fork, and then the Beatles come on, and that song always like brings up sadness for me rather than peace. And so it came on and I started picking up some of the grief that I thought I just put down, you know, this last 5 weeks. I'm like, you know, and then I'm like, don't pick that shit up, you know, leave it.
Let it be. So
then the afterglow energy came in. I got the words again, don't pick that shit up. And then I just felt the peace wave roll through. So it's like, well, pick it up, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
And Vanessa typed, loving my vibe and want to stay in silence with the full moon. Sweet. Okay, so anyone else have anything before we close? What a sweet vibe. So I didn't formally call the allies when we started, but they were here. And so I want to thank the allies for their presence and support, and go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone, still haven't been part of this process, stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. As always, allies, I ask that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Aho. All right. Thanks so much, all of you folks who were here live, all of you who are participating via the recording. Always love your feedback. So always let me know if you have any thoughts on any of the shamanic breathwork events. And suggestions for improvement, always welcome on this and everything else we do here at Awakening Plus. So thanks, everybody. Many blessings to you all. And goodbye for now.